is Solving Your Health Puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
Welcome to Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. My name is Vaughn Hatton, and I'm here with Dr. Stuart Yeager, who is a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care by identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting a person's health.
And my name is Nancy. I'm a registered nurse and work in Dr. Yeager's office to assist him in removing those interferences that are affecting a person's health. I've written a book on how to lose weight holistically and safely and assist people in making the lifestyle changes that are livable so people can shed those unwanted pounds and detoxify at the same time. I analyze people's food diaries and tell them what they are lacking and what they are getting too much of. In most cases, people eat too much in the grain and bad fats categories and not enough in the vegetable and good fat categories.
If you'd like more information, you can visit Dr. Yeager's website at www.dryeager.com. That's www.dryeager.com.
We're going to start our discussion today in discussing holistic health care and what it is and why we use holistic methods of treatment. There is an increasing acceptance that holistic health care is more effective than traditional Western medicine in treating chronic conditions. It is even said that in my daughter's nursing school textbook, she just told us about that just yesterday, a nationwide survey performed by the government found that 36% of the adults use some form of holistic health care, and 74% of the Americans desire a natural approach to their health care. Of the one out of every three Americans who say that they have used natural methods, 84% say that they would use it again. The World Health Organization's estimate is that between 65 and 80% of the world's population today rely on holistic health care medicine as their primary form of health care. Now, one of every three drugs prescribed in Germany is an herb, and one half of all the medical schools now offer courses in holistic health care.
That does make sense, because if you think about it, the accessibility of our healthcare system here in America far exceeds that of other countries. So they're almost forced at times to look outside the norm into holistic healthcare and other forms of treatment.
That's true, but also, did you know that holistic healthcare is actually older than modern traditional healthcare?
You know, I didn't think of it that way, but that does make sense, yeah.
You know, think about it. Chinese medicine, that's a perfect example. It's thousands of years old. It's been around for a long time. You know, so many people are reaching out today and looking for answers to their health problems and concerns because they have not been able to get satisfactory help through the Western medicine system that we have today. They commonly tell me that they do not feel good, that they know that from their symptoms that they have something going on. Something's wrong, but their doctor says that everything is normal when the tests that have been done.
Or the doctor has given a diagnosis, but the only thing that is given is a medication. And they either don't want the medication and its potential side effects, or there is nothing being done to resolve the problem. Medications are given only to control or manage their symptoms. People are demanding more. They don't want to be on these medications. They want answers on how to manage or take care of their health problems without having to take medications.
You know, I'm now treating a man who saw his doctor for a particular health concern that he had, and his doctor gave him a prescription for that condition, a particular medication. When he went to fulfill the prescription, he asked his pharmacist about the potential side effects of the prescribed medication. He learned that if he took the medication, he would have an increased risk for cancer. So he elected not to take the medication. And he sought out answers for his health condition without some form of drug, you know. He didn't want those problems with the medications. Now, that's what people are doing today. He came in because he was listening to the radio, and he heard our show. And he came into our office because he was interested in what we do, and he started care, and then he's now having his wife coming into our office to receive help also for her health concerns. Now, he, like thousands of other people, are looking for other solutions for their health concerns than what is being offered by the traditional medicine that we have today. We will be having Tammy Mitchell on our show later to tell you about her story. She's just another person who was looking for answers for her health challenges because traditional medical care was just not helping her. Now, traditional health care was not getting to the actual cause of her problem and solving her health puzzle.
Would you explain to our listeners, Dr. Yeager, what exactly is holistic health care? Because I don't think a lot of people really understand what it is.
You know, according to the Canadian Holistic Medical Association, holistic medicine is a system of health care which fosters a cooperative relationship among all those involved, which means leading towards optimal attainment with the physical, mental, emotional, social and spiritual aspects of the person's health. You know, it emphasizes the need to look at the whole person, including the analysis of physical and nutritional, environmental, emotional, social, spiritual, and even lifestyle values. It encompasses all stated modalities of diagnosis and treatment, including drugs and surgery. Now, if there's no alternative way to do it, we need to use this traditional medicine. You know, holistic medicine focuses on the education and the responsibility for personal efforts to achieve balance and well-being.
Other terms associated with holistic health care are things like alternative medicine or complementary medicine and natural healing. Alternative medicine is a term often used by the general public and some healthcare practitioners to refer to medical techniques which are not known or accepted by the majority or conventional or allopathic medical practitioners, usually MDs. Such techniques could include non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical techniques such as the use of herbs, acupuncture, homeopathy, and Reiki. As non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical techniques become more popular and accepted by large numbers of conventional practitioners, these techniques will no longer be considered alternative medicine.
Complementary medicine is often used by conventional medical practitioners to refer to non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical techniques used as a complement to conventional medical treatment, such as the drugs and the surgery. The term implies that conventional medicine is used as a primary tool and the non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical techniques are used as a supplement when needed.
In many cases, properly chosen non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical healing techniques plus properly chosen lifestyle changes can completely and safely heal both acute and chronic illnesses. In other cases, conventional medicine is only needed in emergencies or when the safer, non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical methods fail. In some cases, conventional medicine will be a major part of a holistic healing plan, but in some cases, it's not needed at all. I'm a registered nurse, and I came to realize this a few years back. I was trained in traditional medicine. The marvels of modern medicine saves lives in catastrophic situations. If I was having a heart attack, I would want to be in a hospital to save my life. Traumatic injuries and burns need emergency care to save a person's life as well as advanced acute infections. But much of what causes our health problems today are chronic, unhealthy imbalances or lifestyle choices or toxin exposure. Modern medicine relies on drugs and surgery to fix many health problems. The pharmaceutical companies educate medical physicians about these drugs, and it gets to the point that they would make one believe that the answer to all our health problems is in some drug. Just watch any program on TV or watch a sporting event. Can you watch any of these things on TV and not get a commercial that says, "Ask your doctor and see if this is not right for you"?
You know, I see that all the time.
On the other hand, there are also many commercials on today about lawyers announcing damages caused by certain drugs, and if you have experienced them, to contact them for help in a lawsuit. I used to think that the FDA would protect me and my interests in keeping me safe from unhealthy drugs. Then I learned about FenFen for weight loss. Even before they approved the drug FenFen, the drug companies knew of the problems with it and the increased risk of heart disease and strokes. The reason pharmaceutical drug companies hid the problems with FenFen was because profits would exceed the cost of all the lawsuits after the fact. It's all about the money.
Now, these drugs are scary because they have all their side effects that can potentially create other problems. Now, the drugs interfere with the body's physiology to create a desired effect at the sacrifice of something else in the body. You know, the concept that we have to share is that as you understand the physiology of what is going on and are able to bring the physiology back into balance so it can function normally again, our healthcare problems disappear, and you prevent pathological problems from developing. Most health conditions start out as a functional problem. High or low blood sugar is a functional problem. The inflammation from the allergic reaction is a functional problem. Allergic reactions can cause asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, tendinitis, and many other symptoms. Now, all of these are functional. If left unchecked, eventually permanent damage may occur. Now, the atherosclerotic plaque may break off in an artery and develops into a heart attack or stroke with damage to the heart or the brain. People come into my office with neck and back pain and say that the problem just started a week or two earlier. And then I see the arthritis and the disc degeneration on the x-ray, which are pathological changes. So I know that their condition started years before they felt the pain. Chronic inflammation for years created the damage that I saw on the x-ray. So the need is to understand the physiology so that the steps can be made to correct the physiology before the damage occurs. Cancer is just another example of a pathological health problem.
We are going to take a break, and we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We are also offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right, and you can get this CD, and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
We're solving your health puzzle with me, Dr. Stuart Yeager, on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle. Today we've been discussing about alternative health care and holistic health care. Now, we've been talking about complementary health care, but now we're going to be talking about natural healing. And usually what natural healing refers to is the use of non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical techniques to help heal the patient. Now, when most people use the term natural healing, they're usually referring to the physical healing techniques only. Now, one patient asked me, now, how long does your treatment actually last? Now, once you're healed, you have to maintain your body to keep it healthy. So holistic health care is a lifetime process that changes as your body changes. Now, if you're under a lot of stress, it will decrease your stomach acid production, which is needed to stimulate pancreatic enzyme secretion for digestion. So the taking of supplemental hydrochloric enzymes are then needed. That can heal, but as your body ages, your body may not be able to make that stomach acid. So holistic health care is a lifetime process of taking care of your body. So if you stop doing the right things, like taking the right preventative nutritional supplements that allow your body to perform its bodily functions and become exposed to toxins or heavy metals, these functional problems may develop again. So you need to be eating right, getting the proper rest, keeping your stress levels down, avoiding the injuries, and need to exercise regularly. Now, if you do this as a lifestyle, then these health problems that have been corrected do not return.
So you've told us before in the last segment, you went over where traditional medicine really has a role in keeping people healthy and when there's an acute injury, things like that. But tell us, where does holistic health care fit in the health puzzle?
It can help with some acute problems, but it's mostly used for chronic issues.
And why is that? It is the chronic problems that traditional medicine doesn't do well. And, you know, they prescribe the drugs to minimize and control symptoms, but they don't get down to the true cause. You know, I use the analogy where if you put your hand over that flame of fire, now as you feel the heat, you've got choices to make. You know, you can leave your hand over the burning flame and let it continue to burn you. That's what people do when they ignore their symptoms. Now, you can leave your hand over the burning flame and pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool the hand. That's what medications do. They suppress symptoms, but they don't get to the underlying cause of the problem. Then there's the choice of removing the hand from the fire. That's what we do with holistic health care. It identifies and removes the source of the problem. Now, with holistic medicine, we identify the cause or the causes of the problem, which are the toxins and the allergies and the nutritional deficiencies, the structural, the emotional stress, and then remove those stresses, those interferences. I call these the interferences or stresses to the body, and they all influence one another.
That's why we explain it with using the health puzzle, which includes six different areas of focus instead of just one.
That's right. By using the health puzzle as an analogy, we can better understand what is happening to our bodies. You see, with traditional medicine, if you have a symptom like depression or high blood pressure or an allergy, a drug is given to suppress these symptoms. It's rare to find out what is really happening physiologically that is causing the high blood pressure. Here in Utah, people are prescribed antidepressants twice the national average to suppress the depression, not find out why and fix why the person is depressed. Traditional medicine has no answer to food allergies other than abstinence. So let's take allergies. Why is a person allergic to something one day and the next year or 2 years later they are? What has triggered that change? Wouldn't that be a logical question to ask?
Well, of course, if you'd like to prevent the allergy from happening in the first place, sure.
Now, the answer to that stress is in the form of these triggers or interferences, you know, toxins, emotional stress, infections like viruses or bacteria or yeast infections, hormonal imbalances, adrenal fatigue, leaky gut, injuries, trauma, surgery. That is exactly what happens with gluten intolerance. With gluten intolerance, it often affects the digestive system and is a major cause of celiac disease. Now, celiac disease is when the reaction to the gluten becomes so severe it turns the body on itself. It is one of the autoimmune diseases. You know, the body becomes allergic to itself. Antibodies are being made to attack the small intestine, and it may even affect the nervous system and the skin. Different manifestations of gluten intolerance may affect people in different ways, and so they're given different names. But it's basically the same thing happening, where the immune system is attacking itself due to the gluten intolerance. Now, gluten intolerance is becoming more and more common today. It can even get as deep as in the body that there can be a genetic factor. Now, there are genes associated with gluten intolerance called the HLA, DQ2, and the DQ8 genes. Now, these genes are found in about 30% of the Western population. Now, yet, celiac disease is only found in about 1 out of 50 people carrying that gene. So even if you have the gene, there's a strong chance that you do not have the condition. So think about it. Even though you have the gene, why is it only that 1 out of 50 people carrying the gene have the disease?
That is a good question.
Did you ever read the book, The Message?
You know, I haven't read that book. What's that about?
Well, it's a book written by a man named Lance Richardson, who was an All-American high school football player from Idaho. Now, he had offers to play college football at BYU and the United States Air Force Academy. Now, before he went to play college football, he had a weightlifting injury that ended up with him having multiple back surgeries. Now, the injury and the surgeries were his stressors that triggered him to develop a condition called Crohn's disease. Now, Crohn's disease is an autoimmune disease where you become allergic to yourself. It causes inflammation in the intestines and affects your ability to digest and assimilate the food that you're eating. The story is about an experience that he had because of the effects of the Crohn's disease that it had on his health. Now, another book called The Autoimmune Epidemic explains how toxins and infections or other stressors that trigger autoimmune diseases in people that were once healthy.
The same is true with almost any health condition. The trigger or stressor for depression could be a hormone imbalance, a thyroid problem. Medications can even cause depression, even trapped emotions.
Now, emotional stress like fears, unforgiveness, trapped emotions are a factor to many health problems. Now, I have a patient now whose husband is a dentist. One of her health problems is snoring and sleep apnea, where she would stop breathing while she's sleeping. Now, he had her fitted for a mouth guard to use at night, which helps her. Now, she did not use it. She just snored and stopped breathing at night. And her husband didn't like the snoring. Now, I found that the night guard did not fix her TMJ dysfunction, but was managing its dysfunction. For her, I found that the origin of the TMJ dysfunction was emotional stress. Once I released the emotional stress, she no longer snored, and her sleep apnea was gone without using the night guard. Once she developed the emotional stress again, the snoring and the sleep apnea returned. Her husband, the dentist, was totally amazed. He didn't realize it was emotional.
We all know that emotional stress can be a cause for high blood pressure, for headaches, or even self-defeating behaviors.
So it is these stresses, these interferences, these puzzle pieces that are the cause of the physiological changes in our bodies. These physiological changes create the symptoms that develop. Now, these physiological changes that are causing the symptoms, which may be mild at first, so people just put up with them.
You know, this really reminds me, the Car Time guys who come on right before you guys, Dean and Randy, they talk about this kind of a thing all the time with people's cars, where they say, you know, as you're going along, you'll hear a noise, you'll have the symptoms, your check engine light will come on, and yet people just ignore it until their car fails and they're forced to fix it, and instead of just, you know, $500 or $600 in maintenance, they're looking at $5,000 or $6,000 to get it fixed. And I think the problem is exactly the same here. People just ignore their symptoms and just live with it and just tough it out, and then they find out later that they've got a real problem.
Now, that's right. That's a really good analogy there. We need to look at it that way. These physiological changes, you know, if we ignore them, that are occurring in our bodies, if we don't correct them, they can become pathological. It's the pathological means that the organ no longer functions normally and it becomes permanent. Take, for example, emphysema. My grandfather had emphysema. He was a long-term smoker. So what was his stressor or trigger?
Well, I think anybody's first guess would be the smoking.
Well, yes. That cigarette smoke is a toxin, which is one of the health puzzle pieces. By removing these puzzle pieces, removing toxins, releasing our trapped emotions, removing the infections, as we remove each or treat each of these puzzle pieces, our body can heal. So we want to remove these interferences before they become pathological. These are functional. Before the emphysema, before the cancer, before the heart attack or the stroke damages our heart and our brain, before the damage to the brain occurs in Alzheimer's disease. We're going to take a break here. When we cut back, we're going to have Tammy Mitchell with us to tell us her story. Now, she's got a wonderful story to tell, so we'll be back in just a moment.
We're going to take a break, and we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We are also offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right. And you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355. 55.
It's Solving Your Health Puzzle on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.